Well, spring only arrived a couple of weeks ago, but spring training baseball is over, and it's time for the games to count. It's opening day in Detroit with the Tigers hosting the Minnesota Twins. We're going to look at the opening day in the season ahead now with Sean Windsor. Sean covers the Tigers for the Detroit Precess, Detroit Free Press. Thanks for joining us today, Sean.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark.
What's the weather's going to cooperate for opening day? That's not always the case, is it?
No, I've been down in Detroit on opening day when there's snow, flurries in the outfield. So today's supposed to be early 60s. I think that'd be a little bit nicer.
That'll do. When the Tigers obtained David Price last year, they had three Cy Young Award winners in the starting rotation. Now Scherzer is gone. Justin Verlander starting the season on the disabled list. David Price is opening for the Tigers here today. What do you make of the Tigers starting pitching?
Well, it's certainly not what it once was, Mark. It's they do have a promising young pitcher, I think, and Shane Green. The Tigers got him from the Yankees, but the Tigers have had, as you said, obviously they had three Cy Young award winners, but what they've really had are guys that could go out and win a huge game in the fall. Like Justin Verlander won a couple of game fives on the road. Verlander is not that kind of pitcher anymore. He can, I think, still be a very good pitcher, but he's not a dominant pitcher. Price is the top of the shelf sort of starter for them. But is he Max Scherzer? Is he Justin Verlander in the way that Verlander used to be? Probably not. So they're going to have to make some adjustments. They're going to have to do some other things, play better defense, maybe show a lineup a little bit more balance to kind of make up for the stellar starting staff they've had the last several years.
How much do we know about Verlander's injury? What's the latest?
I don't. It's sort of a strain. It's a tricep strain, I guess. I don't think it's. The Tigers certainly don't think it's a huge deal. It may not even cost them a start as the season plays out because the way the schedule sort of falls. He was going to be the starter on Wednesday in the second game, but with the day off and he'll just take his turn at the end of the rotation, and maybe he doesn't even miss a start. That's what they're hoping. But he's been pretty durable over the years, Mark. So I don't think they're too worried at this point.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other larger changes on the team that have been made in the offseason. I notice you write in today's column, Sean, there may not be as many transcendent performers among the Tigers, yet there is skill in more varied places. Talk to us about these broader changes that Dave Dombrowski made in the offseason.
Well, as you said, Mark, Dombrowski and beyond that, really, Mike Gillis, the owner of the team, has loved the kind of guys that will put fans in the seat and the kind of guys that make you want to turn on the TV on a July night and watch. And Miguel Cabrera and Justin Verlander were certainly the two most, as you said, transcendent kind of guys. And that's been the model, and it's served them pretty well. But I think that because they've been unable to take that final step and win that World Series, they're trying a somewhat different approach. They obviously let Max Scherzer go. They traded away Doug Fister last year, who was a rotation, a starting pitcher who belonged in the number one or number two, at least in the number two slot that the Tigers had him in the number four slot. So that just spoke to the depth and how they like those kind of stars. But I would say they've got more speed. They've got in the outfield. They've got more. They have better glove work, I think, especially with the return of Jose Iglesias, shortstop. So they've got more defensive aptitude in the infield. They've got a little bit more speed in the lineup, so that maybe they can steal a few more bases, manufacture a few more runs. The hope is that with the improved defense and with their ability, their athleticism and increased speed to manufacture a run when it's really difficult to score in the postseason. The hope is that those two things will make the slight difference, the difference in the fall and the postseason. The kind of plays we saw the Kansas City Royals, for example, make last year in their run to the World Series.
Miguel Cabrera has been, of course, an absolute superstar for the Tigers. Is there any reason to believe his contribution will be significantly less this year for any reason? I mean, he's been around quite a while now.
Well, other than, well, a couple of reasons. I mean, age, for one, he's up, you get up into your early 30s and you lose a little bit of that fast twist muscle. But he's had injuries the last couple of years. He had a groin 2 years ago that bothered him and slowed him down. He was on a historic pace and started to feel that, late August or so. This is two seasons ago. And then last year he had a foot issue for which he had surgery in the off season, and he says he feels as healthy as he has in a couple of years. And from what I saw down in spring training, he does kind of look like his old self. He's got that beautiful balance swing and all that easy power behind it. I certainly think he'll be an all-star level player. I mean, maybe even beyond that. It's going to be interesting to watch. I don't think his best days are completely behind him yet, but it's going to be real fascinating to see who he is as a player moving forward.
Let's talk a little bit about the much criticized Tiger bullpen. I know reliever Bruce Rondon is also on the DL. How do you assess this bullpen going into 2015?
Well, it's funny. This is probably the area where fans have the most angst regarding this team, and probably for good reason. Dombrowski and the Tigers brass feel that the key guys just kind of had off years last year, particularly Joe Nathan, the closer. And although he is, I think, 40 at this point, 39, I can't remember exactly, he's obviously not the age you like, but he threw the ball a little bit better in the spring. Got beat up a couple times, but he threw the ball a little bit better in the spring. They're hoping they can get something out of him. If not, then they've got Joaquin Soria, who's healthy, who wasn't really as healthy last year, and he's certainly got some talent left, so maybe he can step into the closer. The key, as you said, is Bruce Rondon. He missed the season last year with recovering from Tommy John surgery, but he's a young guy with a big arm, and they're hoping that he can maybe be the seventh inning or eighth inning guy if Soria comes in and closes if Nathan doesn't work out.
We're just about out of time. Let me ask you quickly before we go, Sean, can the Tigers win the division again this season? Do you expect that to happen?
I don't expect it to happen. They can. But I think they'll probably compete for a wild card spot. And once you get to the postseason, who knows? Anything can happen.
Sean Windsor writes about the Tigers for the Detroit Free Press. We can't wait to hear Play Ball today. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Mark. Anytime.